Household number three. SH 8, footsteps of truth. Servants and masters. The understanding that the ego is mind and that there is but one mind or intelligence begins at once to destroy the errors of mortal sense and to supply the truth of immortal sense. This understanding makes the body harmonious. It makes the nerves, bones, brain, and so forth servants instead of masters. If man is governed by the law of divine mind, his body is in submission to everlasting life and truth and love. The great mistake of mortals is to suppose that man, God's image and likeness, is both matter and spirit, both good and evil. Understanding includes two facets. One is to destroy the errors of mortal sense, and the other is to gain the truth of immortal sense. The fruits of this, of course, is healing, which enables man to recognize that what is considered a body, the physical thing that we see and we walk around with and so forth, that is really our servant. In other words, it does things that are needed to be done under the individual's command. It's good to remember at this point the scientific statement of being, in which Mary Baker Eddy states, there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. So we know that mind is omnipotent and it requires power in order to have action, and that mind is also omni-intelligence, omni-knowing, and omni-wisdom. And that the only substance is spirit, which is God, which is total pureness, transparency, and therefore reflection. So with the combination of the fact that matter is a mirage, it has no actual source or foundation, it is only trickery to suggest that it is real, but is really only a tool, which in essence is a reflection of our thoughts. We change our thoughts, we change the body and what it performs for us. We are the source of the body because it's our thoughts which control it, our thoughts which change it. The key is to be controlled by the law of divine mind. In other words, let divine mind govern me. And then it is natural for the body to be a servant. Mr. Lawson stated that it's like an office boy. Back in those days when he wrote it, I guess they were the ones that were the assistants as opposed to girls, who are now the secretaries. Even Mrs. Eddy had a male secretary, Calvin Fry. Mary Baker Eddy then cautions us that the great mistake of mortals is to suppose that man, God's image and likeness, is both matter and spirit, both good and evil. And of course, that's impossible because those are opposites. Here are the comments from Mr. Sinton. Once the divine ego is understood through the synonymous terms beginning with mind, observe how positive the text becomes in affirming the outcome of this open siege. To cling to the dual position of spirit and matter is the great mistake. The end of item 3.